It's time now for an NRL transfer update.
Oh, yes. This is not training the house down, but before we get into this, Jen, stays like this. Nothing beats the Worksburger from Paul's Hamburgers in Sylvania.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a traditional milkshake. Even the great man Wayne Bennett went there when coaching the Dragons, Clint from Cronulla.
I got tipped into a... Timo tipped me in that. It's number one in the world.
Yeah.
Stop the text. It sounds like we've got a winner already from Fishies.
No, it's number one in the world. It's in Australia anyway.
Afternoon, fellas.
And unbelievable milkshakes. Vanilla milkshake. Wow.
Afternoon, fellas. Cold, rainy weather calls for a curry. Big feet of Indian is perfect on a day like this. Fox from Putney. See, this is actually killing me. I wish I didn't start this. But anyway, let's talk about this. Felice Kaufusi signs of the Dolphins in 2023. Okay, we spoke about that. This one here, Finchman.
Yes.
Brian and I have spoken about this, not in great depth. But I'd love your view. Reid Marnie, rumoured to have signed with the Bulldogs in 2023, so he'll remain an Eel in 2022, and it's created great consternation on social media. Four-year deal, reportedly, $2.4 million deal, $600,000 a year. Thoughts?
Well, I think it's a great buy. You know,
so do I.
I think one area they... Look, and taking nothing away from the signings they had, which were tremendous signings, For a club who's been nothing short of putrid, like they've been putrid this year. I know they're all trying, but they were terrible.
Yep.
I called the game they played the Manly Seagulls. Trbojevic treated them like they were under tens. Like he was waiting in the in goal to give his brother a try.
That's right.
Like some of their performances this year were terrible. That's how good Gus is.
Yeah,
they've brought Origin star after first grade star after rep player after that, and now Reid Marnie, who's the probably the best young hooker in the game, who's not a rep player, you know, especially for his age, the plus side's huge. 600,000 is a good deal.
It's a great deal.
You know, he in 2 or 3 years' time could be worth 800,000.
He's a captain. He's a captain material type, right?
He looks like he's got a great work ethic. He looks like a good kid. The only area, the only sort of negative, or for lack of a better word, towards all the buying power on the edges and the, you know, you've got Kikau on that left edge, Burton on that left edge, Adekar on that left edge. Well, who's going to get him the ball? Who's going to create space? You know, I still thought 7 and 9 could be an Achilles heel, but moving forward, you know, obviously there's another 12 months till Reid comes. I think it's a tremendous buy. And again, this team won, what, how many games? 2 or 3 this year?
Yeah.
Parramatta have been a top 4 or top 5 team for the last couple of years. He's walking away from them to go to statistically the worst team we've had in the last 2 or 3 years.
If you could trade the NRL market, right?
Yeah.
Like the stock market, I would be buying shares in Reid Marnie. So if he is to get a 4-year deal worth $600,000 a year, right? Let's just cut that contract in half for 2 years. If I could buy shares in Reid Marnie and $600,000 was his market value, I would buy shares in him, banking on, in 2 years' time, his market value being more than 600.
And I
would buy shares in Reid Marnie at 600,000.
8 million%. And you've seen the inflation in the market with the Dolphins coming in.
Yes.
So people are signing for other clubs a lot earlier. The market value is a lot higher and the length of contracts a lot longer.
Yes.
At some stage, was every chance of an 18th team coming in. So within that 4 years, in 2 or 3 years' time, we might have an 18th team, which will inflate the market again. So when you look at it, 600,000 for a hooker who's, you know, if he keeps progressing the way he is, will be a top-line hooker. I think it's a tremendous buy at a great price. And then that's juggling rosters and keeping your team, you know, competitive by getting good players at, you know, decent prices. And I thought the Bulldogs there and Gus or whoever's in charge, congratulations. If I'm a Bulldogs fan, you know, that's a huge buy and could be the most important out of all the buys they've had.
He is that close to a maroon jumper. I know Harry Grant's here, but he's the next in line. Like, he is the next in line. No Jake Friend there anymore. I'd be buying shares at $600,000 in Reid Marnie. David Riccio reporting.
Buy any shares in the Finch, man? They're plumbeting. You can get them for about 2 cents at the moment.
That's a buy. At the 2 cents.
Might get to 2.5 cents. We'll see.
Oh, penny I don't stock. Know about that. two cents.
Yeah, the penny, what do they call them?
penny stocks. Penny stocks. David Riccio reporting from the Daily Telegraph. Player agents are shopping Eels, free agent hookers. So Reece Robson, yes, I'd be targeting him. Jacob Little, he's at the Tigers. Appy Corrissau. Appy Corrissau at the right price. Yes, I'd be targeting him as well. Nick Kotrick, rumoured to return to the Raiders. I think the Bulldogs have learned a lesson there that you don't pay top dollar
for outside backs.
For an outside back.
Can I ask you something about Reece? About Reed. Parramatta, Bulldogs didn't want him as a kid.
Yeah.
Not good enough for us.
Yep.
Goes to Parramatta. You know, obviously earns his spot. Doesn't get his spot without him earning it. But yep. Parramatta give him a chance. Brad Arthur gives him a shot at first grade. At the end of his first contract,
yep.
He leaves and goes back to the Dogs. What if mid-year they're struggling? Do they go, well, we'll sit you in reserve grade, Reed. I'm looking to the future.
If Parramatta were struggling, but they have themselves in a premiership window. And
they need him.
And you know what? He's such a great kid.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a great clubman.
Do you think that's seen happen with any? Because so many, I've never seen any other period of the game where so many players are signing or announcing their contracts for another club, which is still 12
let me ask
away.
You this, right? Let me ask you, Appy Coruscant. What's he worth on the open market? What do you think?
Right now? Yeah. If Reed's 600, he's 750.
Right.
800, possibly.
Wow.
I think he's that much better than his premiership-winning hooker.
Yeah. See, the problem is for
Parramatta... And an origin player.
It's very hard to let Reed Marnie go because I would imagine Marnie's getting, what, a couple of hundred, 300
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, value for money right
so
now.
You can't really trade him out. You'd want to get a good check from the Bulldogs to do so. To get someone like Appy Coruscant. Other signing news, re-signing news. Christian Welsh staying with the Storm. Jaden Sullivan staying with the Dragons. Pat Carrigan, who was linked to the Dolphins. He's staying with the Broncos. And Luciano Leilua signs with the Cowboys in 2023. He has to be there in 2022. The fallout between Madge and brother, BJ, he's got to be there in 2022.
BJ kicks up a stink and Madge goes, we'll test the market. And he signs with the first division team in England. Yeah. So maybe that Madge wasn't off the ball there. Maybe it was your attitude, young man.
Correct.
Which had seemed to be the problem at every place he's been at.
Correctamundo.